Good afternoon, everyone. Happy to have you along. This is Local Matters for Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Good afternoon, Pastor Ron.
Good afternoon, Dwight. We are so glad that you're with us today. What a great Friday afternoon to be worshiping God and studying His Word.
Amen. And we look forward to diving deeper into what we've been talking about, the things that, and you know, as I've said before, Pastor Ron, you know, I knew at 13 years old, but, you know, when I received, I believed in my heart, confessed with my mouth, Jesus came into my heart to be my Lord and Savior, you know, that when my spirit left my body, I'd be going to heaven. I had no idea what had really happened to me on the inside in terms of what I call the here and now benefits, the benefits of Calvary. And that's part of the learning process. That's part of the renewing of our mind. And the part that we're focusing on now is the part called in Galatians 5:22-23 called the fruit of the Spirit. Those powers, those forces that came into us, and what I'm learning in my life, number one, I have to learn that I have them.
Yes.
You know, if I could, you know, the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Perish means come to a halt, don't know what to do. And knowledge as it relates to the Word of God is power. So we have them, and then what are they, and how do we use them in a very practical way and on this earth where there is resistance, there is problems, there is a real devil. How do we, when and how do we put that to work, and what do they look like when they're working? And we learn as we do that as the Bible tells us, you quoted last week, we learn that we're fully equipped.
Yes. My friend Dr. Jim Richards says one of the most unbelieved verses of the Bible is Colossians 2:8 that says we are complete in Him. We're complete in Jesus. And when we say that, we're not saying that we never make a mistake. We're not saying that we, you know, Christians, people get the idea a lot of times that Christians are perfect, and if you can't be perfect, you can't be a Christian. Well, that's a hog. That's a bunch of hogwash. That's baloney. That's just the lie of the devil to keep people from connecting to the church and getting involved and serving God. What it means, though, when it says we are completing in Him, it means everything that Christ is, Christ in us, is the hope of glory. Everything He is comes on the inside of us. All this fruit of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, all these fruit are already on the inside of us. We have to find out, though, and this is the key, when we find out how to get our minds renewed to the way God sees things instead of the way the news network sees things, instead of the way Granny sees things, instead of the way religious tradition sees things, we begin to see things the way God sees things. And from that perspective, from having our minds renewed to His Word, we begin to respond to things the way He would respond to things rather than the way our flesh or our thinking would respond. We begin to respond when someone says or does something negatively or harsh to us. Instead of reacting to them, we learn to respond from the Spirit of God on the inside of us. We bear fruit. There's a fruit that's born, you know. When someone is having a need and we feel an urge to give to that, rather than being stingy, we see, for God so loved the world that He gave. So out of seeing and understanding and having our minds renewed to the way He does things, we begin to respond by giving as well. It's just a process that we learn over life of how to allow these fruit to manifest themselves in our lives. And Paul wrote a very interesting thing there, Dwight. He said, against such there is no law.
Yeah.
Now, the way we would say that is, there's no limit.
Yeah.
There is no limit to what this fruit can bear when we just let it be born in our lives.
Yeah, when these developed, ripened fruit, these components are working, against such there is no law, meaning, yeah, there's no limit, or nothing can stop them.
Right.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. We are equipped with the things of God. We are, I'm preaching myself happy now, we are, the Bible says, earthly vessels with heavenly treasures.
Yes.
In us. And it happens when Christ comes in, and we just have to learn more about what happened.
And what, there's nothing that we cannot get through. I mean, Romans chapter 8 says that death, life, things present, things to come. And I know I'm not trying to minimize pain or tragedy or hurt that people have had. I've had it myself in my own life. But there's nothing that we cannot get through and overcome when we will consciously make the choice, and it is a choice, to allow this fruit to be manifested in our lives rather than our reaction of strife or turmoil or fight back or whatever. There's nothing that cannot be accomplished when we allow these fruit to manifest.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, I want us to finish up a thought that we started last week in Philippians chapter 4, where Paul wrote, be anxious for nothing, or be careful for nothing. And that word anxious and anxiety come from the same root word, or don't let anything get you full of care. He says, rejoice in the Lord. And so he said, don't let anything get you full of care and drown out God's voice. He said, but everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We've got a choice there. I heard one minister say, we can choose prayer or we can choose despair.
Wow.
Prayer or despair. And what I'm learning in my life in those verses there is that he said prayer and supplication. Of course, prayer could include worship, a prayer of praise, prayer of worship, supplication, coming and giving specifically our needs to God with thanksgiving. You know, and he says, begin to thank God right then before you see the need met. Because what I'm learning in my life, Pastor Ron, see if this makes sense to you. What I'm learning is that worry, anxiety cannot stay and share the same heart with thanksgiving.
No.
If I'm saying, Father, I thank you that you've heard my prayer, I receive your peace, and you think that, you meditate that, you say that, and like you say, you may have to do it 10 or 15 times a day when anxiety comes, but you can't keep doing that and worry at the same time.
No, you cannot. A thanksgiving will sustain the blessing of God. And we see that story over there in Luke 17, Dwight, where the 10 lepers came to Jesus and asked him if he would heal them. And we see, he said, okay, you guys want to be healed? Do what the Bible says. Go show yourself to the priest and you'll be healed. Well, as they went, the scripture says, as they went now, it didn't say they were healed instantly. It said, as they went, they were healed. But one returned, and get this now, it says, with a loud voice began to thank God for his healing. Jesus said, were there not 10 healed? Why is this one only come back to give and render thanks unto God? And he said, because you have rendered thanks unto God, you will be made whole. Listen, not just only healed, but whole, meaning everything that had been stolen from him financially, socially, mentally, physically would be restored because he came back to give thanks unto God. You know, people don't understand when you come to churches like Living Hope Church or different churches where we have a praise team. We have people shouting and praising God and giving God thanks. Well, what we're doing is we are simply taking this scripture here in Philippians 4 to heart, and we're saying, we're going to offer a prayer. We are going to let our requests be made known. But not only are we going to let our requests be made known, man, we're going to thank God just like it happened.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to believe him and give him praise and thank him. And listen to me now. If thanking God makes you nervous, if praising God makes you nervous, I'm not for sure if you're ready for heaven.
Heaven will be full.
Because heaven's going to be full of people shouting and praising and thanking God and blessing God and giving God thanks that they've made it to heaven. But we want to do that now because we want to be like that leper, Dwight, to realize the benefits of rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because that thanksgiving will drive out that anxiety and all the things that aren't the fruit of the Spirit. The thanksgiving will drive that out of our lives and hearts, and we'll be standing there before you know it with every need met and everything taken care of.
Pastor Ron, I'm sitting here thinking about a precious hospice placement. A lot of people who know me know that I'm a hospice chaplain, and this has been a couple of months back, and I went to see this lady. She was in the facility here in the area, and a hospice patient of ours, and this last time I went to see her, she was in bed. She was not ambulatory. She couldn't move around, couldn't walk anymore. And I went up to her and I said, hey, good to see you. She said, well, I can't walk anymore, but I am so thankful for what I still can do.
Praise God.
And it just sent cold chills all over me. Here's a woman. If the doctors were right, she was very close to the end of her life, and she is. She's with the Lord now. And she was and had been very active, woman all over, and she said, well, I can't walk anymore, but I'm so thankful for what I can do. I wanted to shout right there. I thought, how many? And I'm complaining because there's a lot of traffic getting to her. You know, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, wow. Well, you know, and the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. But praise, you know, praising God and thanking God is not because to satisfy his big ego.
No.
The Bible says, come magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. We really can't. Magnify means to make bigger. Well, in the true sense of the word, we can't make God any bigger, any better. But as we praise him and thank him and are mindful of what he has done for us and who he is and who he calls himself and his track record in our life, he becomes bigger to us where that need is concerned. And that's why praise and thanksgiving is so important.
I really think, Dwight, that it has something to do, whether it's a cappella singing with a piano and an organ, singing with a whole praise band and a choir. I really think it has something to do with the atmosphere. I think there's a scripture that says God inhabits the praises of his people. And so when we begin, and what we're talking about here is manifesting the fruit of the Spirit. You know, Dwight, there's a lot of times I will thank God when I don't feel like thanking God.
Yeah.
When my emotions, my mind, every part of me is telling me, why are you giving thanks? Nothing is working out for you. But I will thank God anyway because I know the word. There again, I've renewed my mind with what his word says. His word says, sing and make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
His word says, let all the people praise the Lord. His word says, if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. So, I mean, when we're talking about offering thanks here and rejoicing, like we saw in this scripture here in Philippians in regard to the fruit of the Spirit, we are simply making a roadway, if you would, for the Spirit of the Lord to manifest himself and for the angels of God to do their work. The word of God says that the angels hearken unto the voice of the word of God. And so when we're praising him, we're just opening up a door for the realm of the Spirit.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good. Hang on to those words, brother.
Are we already here?
We are. We got to take a little break. We're back in a moment. This is Local Matters. You stay with us.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. We're glad you're with us. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those powers, those forces that came into our heart when Jesus came in, those characteristics of Christ that are made to help us through this day. And specifically, we were talking about, Pastor Ron, before the break, just the power of praise. You know, even when, and what it means to us, and you mentioned singing. I was in graduate school some years ago. I had a pastor. His name was Dr. Sexton, and he said sometimes I would. He said I'd be around the house and I'd start getting grumpy and I'd start complaining and I'd just be fussing about this and fussing about this. And his wife's name was Evelyn. He said Evelyn would look at me and said, Clarence, you need to sing. And he said, you know, he said, I just stop and then start saying, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Yes.
He said, I mean, I hadn't been singing too long at all before, man, I had a whole different attitude, my different mindset. Basically, praising God makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
It's not because God's got this big ego that he wants us to say, no, it's for us, not
right.
him.
Well, you know, there's a scripture over there in Acts 16 where Paul and Silas were in jail. You know, and their jails kind of then weren't like our jails are now. They were, I think the references there say they were in the lowest part of the jail where the city sewer ran and rats were there and they were in stocks. They were bound up. And the scripture says they prayed. not only did they pray, but it says they prayed and sang praises to God. And it says they sang loud enough that all the other prisoners heard them.
Yeah.
And when they began to pray and sing praises to God, it says the whole prison began to shake.
Oh, yeah.
And it shook all their chains loose, and they were set free. But the thing that I want to see out of that, Dwight, is when we pray, you know, and that's what the same thing this scripture in Philippians said. I think it may have been in the Philippian jail that this happened.
Yeah.
But he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
There you go.
Let your requests be made known unto God. And I think a lot of times we forget that. People are generally taught to pray, but they're not generally taught to praise. And if you think about it, praising God is a release in our heart, a release, whether it's blessed assurance, amazing grace, or how great thou art, or some of the new songs and choruses that we sing. You know, Dwight, any of those are, it's a release of our hearts to God to say, God, the anxiety is great. The pressure may be great. The problems are facing us. We don't know what to do, but Lord, we are focused and looking to you. We're giving you praise and thanksgiving because we believe you are for us. We believe you're on our side. We believe that this, whatever this coronavirus is doing, it's going to cease in its maneuvers against us. We believe that we're blessed coming in because we are the people of God. And you know, if you don't know any of that, just say, thank you, Lord.
That's right.
That's it. Just thank you, Lord, you know.
Like Peter did, Lord, help me.
Lord, help
me. Before he sank.
That's right.
All he wasn't sophisticated at all. He said, Lord, I'm sinking. Help me.
And, that, and God will honor that. And when we think about that, Dwight, that is what we are doing in that is we are overcoming the thoughts of our minds.
Yeah.
The thoughts of our minds tend to be anxiety. We're trying to calculate. We're intellectualizing. Our egos are trying to figure out every way we can to solve a problem when all that the Lord wants us to do is to stop, thank Him, praise Him, and I guarantee you that solution will come just as quickly as you could imagine when we get our minds off of it and onto Him.
And you know, you have nailed something there, Pastor Ron, because, you know, particularly with all the various press conferences and, you know, debt tolls and how many people have the virus and that sort of thing. And I'm not saying don't listen to that. I'm not saying that's not real, but it's about what we get fixed on.
Yes.
If we get fixed just on that, our unrenewed mind is going to wander off into anxiety and worry and stress. I'm not saying deny that, but that's not what we're fixed on.
No.
We're fixed on something permanent. We're fixed on something eternal. We're fixed on, so heaven and earth will pass away, but my word won't pass away. This virus will come and go. Other things will come and go. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's got God's breath. It's got God's life in it. One of the things that I've talked about and thought about a lot during the last several weeks as we have gone through this thing is, you know, what really is certain? What really does not change? And Pastor Ron, the only two things that I know that don't change, if you're talking about people or circumstances or need or prosperity, is God and His Word.
Yeah.
It does not change.
God and His Word. And I think it's Hebrews 13:5 that said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we are thinking along that line, Dwight, I mean, Hebrews 6 says Hebrews 6 says that is an anchor for our soul. You know, when we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, the only way the fruit of the Spirit can be manifest is if we will get our minds still, get our minds quiet, and hope. This hope that we have of Christ in us is an anchor for our soul. In other words, it will ground you when you feel like the top of your head's about to come off, blow off. The hope of God will ground you because, listen, God's bigger than this. God's bigger than anything we're facing. God's bigger than any problem we're facing. You think, well, Pastor Ron, I'm facing terminal death. I may die. Well, if you're born again, you're just going to go to heaven and be with God. I mean, he's bigger than this. He's bigger than these problems that we face. And so we want to be people, Dwight, that are not so taken back, and I really think, Dwight, where we miss the fruit of the Spirit, where we miss the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the fruit of the Spirit in our life, we are too busy trying to intellectualize. We're intellectualizing rather than spiritualizing. We're trying to intellectualize the problem. We're trying to think it through. We're trying to do everything we can to get our thoughts and our egos and our intellectual minds working to figure out a way to make it happen, when all the time, you know, God may tell you, just go down there and untie that coat. You know, he may tell you, just go to that upper room. It's already ready. Go up there and just get in there. I'm coming on up there. He may tell you, you know, he may be like the prophet told the old woman. He said, just go borrow a bunch of pots and start filling them full of oil, you know. He may tell you,
rub some mud on your face.
He may say, rub some mud on your face. Yeah. He may tell you, go wash in the pool of Siloam. I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, he told them to fill the water pots full of, fill the water vessels full of water, and it turned to wine. I mean, see, one word, just one word from the Lord will change your life forever. One word from him can change your whole situation around. But if you're taking anxiety, worry, fear above the fruit of gentleness, faith, goodness, meekness, temperance, above the fruit of the Spirit, when we take those anxious thoughts, those worried thoughts, Dwight, there is a law that binds them up. You're bound up when you get into those. You're bound up into fear, confusion, and worry, and it'll paralyze you.
Yeah.
And the Lord don't want us to be paralyzed. You know, I'm reminded of those four lepers that sat at the gate there, and they said, why sit we here till we die? You know, they got up, they went to the enemy's camp, and it was, what, 3 days gathering the spoil, because they heard the word of the Lord to get up and walk to that enemy's camp. And so we have to realize there is hope, and in order for the fruit of the Spirit to manifest, we've got to get our minds off of ourselves and our own abilities.
And we receive these things, and you mentioned those, and I want to read them one more time in the 3 or 4 minutes we have left. And what we do, we receive these things and accept these things by faith, just like we get everything else. But I don't feel like I've got faith. I don't feel like I've got No. It's not about what you feel.
No.
You know, we said this before. You can't let what you feel get in the way of what you know.
No.
And listen to this. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, meaning the components, the forces, the characteristics of Christ that came into our recreated spirit when we were born again, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Meaning, when these things are working together in a ripened way, nothing can stop them.
Nothing.
They came from God. You're bigger, as I like to say, on the inside than anything that can come at you on the outside. And the fruit of the Spirit, of your spirit, has something to do with that. In about the 2 minutes we got left, that's not fair, Pastor Ron, I know. We've talked about a lot of these things already. But this force of faith, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, the good news is no believer is without faith, but sometimes we don't appropriate it. Talk about who has faith and how do we use faith and why it's so important.
Well, let me take just a minute, Dwight, before I do that, to thank Larry and all the folks down at StoneCom, because by faith, they are allowing our local community to stay on the air. And we just want to give a big thank you to StoneCom 94.1. This is Local Matters 94.1. And we're thankful that they, by the eye of faith, they saw the necessity to open up their airways for our local community churches and pastors and leaders to have time on the air. So we give a big thank you to all them. And Dwight, that's just how it works. You know, when you see something, when you see something that you have in your hand and you can stretch it out by faith to meet a need, or you can stretch it out by faith to accomplish a goal, then it's really, to me, and I believe Romans 14 bears this out, it's sin not to do that.
Yeah.
Anything apart from faith is sin. So we've got a lot of thinking to do about this faith realm. Faith is where we're stretching out beyond our own ability. We're stretching out over into God's realm. We're stretching out into his belief system, his way of doing things. I'm sure that the folks down there at StoneCom, they could have sold airtime, but they've been giving it to the local churches. And what an act of faith. What an act of love for our community. And that's how it works. That's how it's accomplished. So when we're talking about faith, and maybe that should be our next series that we get into, is about walking in faith. But faith is taking what you have in your heart and getting it out of through your hand, taking it out and using That's what you good. Have in your heart. Amen.
Pastor Ron, I've enjoyed it.
Oh, I have too, Dwight. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this.
Join us next week, same time, for Local Matters.